Let's unravel the mysteries and complexities of building successful lead generation strategies. This is Digital Marketing Decoded.
Okay, quick picture. Influencer A gives you a shout out. Your traffic doubles overnight, but the demo quality tanks and sales are quiet. Sound familiar? If your brain just flashed to a spreadsheet full of weird spikes, you are exactly who this episode is for. Today, we're giving you a 72-hour playbook to turn that bursty social love into qualified conversions, not chaos.
Yes, imagine celebrating the spike and then realizing half the leads are garbage. Been there. We'll walk you through three practical moves you can implement fast. Map creative to single-focus micro-journeys, add lightweight authenticity checks, and calibrate post-click routing and offers. And spoiler, you can wire most of this in a day without a developer sprint.
Quick creds. I'm Michelle, brand and social. I'll show social native copy templates and tone-safe routing rules, so the landing feels like the post that sent people there.
Gustavo here, measurement and instrumentation. I'll keep the text simple. No heavy infra, just clean tags, short-lived tokens, and a sanity check dashboard slice you can spin up in a couple hours. We'll end with a 72-hour pilot you can run this weekend.
All right, move one. Map creative cues to focused micro journeys. The principle is simple. Match the promise. If the influencer said, "See this hack for faster invoicing," your landing should be one scroll, one promise. The hack, proof, and a single CTA. No site Chrome, no mixed messages. Start by picking one promise from the post. Then design a one-scroll microflow. Headline that echoes the post language, 1 to 2 social native proof lines, a single hero CTA, and a microform or direct book option. For copy, use templates like, "Saw this on platform? Here's the quick version. Try it now." Or, "Inspired by creator? Get the short checklist." Those keep voice tight and familiar.
Two quick technical tips to pair with that. Include a creative tag in the landing headline or hidden field so later you can attribute which post phrase drove the click. And set up a route parameter for influencer ID so you can personalize the microflow without creating dozens of pages.
Also, brand safety note, don't go hyper-specific to one influencer slang unless you've got approvals. Use a brand mapping matrix. Influencer tone on one axis, conservative default copy on the other. If in doubt, default to the conservative variant and get social owner sign-off for the more playful variant.
Move 2. Lightweight authenticity and quality checks. Influencer spikes can be inflated, sometimes paid, sometimes bots, sometimes incentive-driven. The goal here is quick heuristics you can run without complex models. Think session depth to click rate ratios, time to first interaction, and a tiny holdout slice. Example heuristics. Flag sessions where time to first interaction is under 2 seconds on a one-scroll page, or sessions with click-through patterns that are all identical within a short window. Also, sample a 5% unexposed control. That tiny holdout helps reveal if a surge is genuinely converting or just noise.
I love the 5% holdout. It's like an honesty test. From a brand perspective, add a lightweight authenticity layer in copy. A quick line like, "Limited time walkthrough, for real users only," feels natural and deters incentive-seeking behavior without sounding accusatory. Keep it friendly, not gatekeepery.
For quick bot filters, you don't need enterprise tooling. Add 1 or 2 client-side checks, simple rate limiting on form submissions, a short-lived token tied to the campaign parameter, and basic JavaScript interaction checks for human-like mouse movements on desktop. These are low friction and catch the obvious junk.
Point 3, post-click routing and offer calibration. Not every influencer deserves the same experience. Some creators drive serious leads. Others drive interest. Use routing rules. Ephemeral offers for top engagement sources, microforms for curious but low commitment traffic, and a direct book flow for high intent referrals.
Concretely, set simple thresholds. If influencers' sourced sessions have greater than 2 page interactions or click a key CTA within the first 30 seconds, route to a direct book flow or one-click calendar. If sessions are lighter, present a short 3-field microform plus an ephemeral offer. something time-bound, like a 48-hour consult credit to nudge action.
Tone mapping is critical here. Even ephemeral offers need to match the creator's energy. For playful creators, the copy can be breezy. Snag a 15-minute consult on us for 2 days. For more formal partners, be straightforward. Book a short consult to discuss implementation. Always run variants through your brand mapping matrix.
Measurement wiring ties this all together. Use UTM parameters plus a creative tag and short-lived token in the URL. In events, avoid PII. Don't capture full emails in initial events. Instead, record event names like micro_form_submit and send hashed identifiers if needed. Then, build a dashboard slice showing sessions by influencer tag, conversion path, and a quality metric like downstream engagement rate.
And for creatives, include the exact post snippet you promised in the landing copy. That makes the attribution human-readable in interviews later. They said X and we showed Y, which helps when you do qualitative checks with sales or CS.
Now this 72-hour pilot run book. Step 1, hypothesis. Keep it tight. This influencer's traffic will produce a 10% microform conversion rate and X quality score above baseline. Step 2, rollout slice. Start at 5 to 20% depending on expected volume. Step 3, monitoring checklist. Watch absolute conversions, quality signals, and the 5% holdout comparison hourly for spikes.
Add minimum sample rules. Don't call a win unless you hit at least 50 converted microforms or a similar directional sample. And always run a quick qualitative call with a few leads before expanding. The human check catches weird incentives and verifies fit for sales.
Rollback rules. If the quality metric drops below your baseline or the flagged heuristics spike, like time to first interaction falls dramatically, hit pause. That pause triggers a manual review. Check session samples, look at the 5% holdout, and ask the influencer or platform partner some questions.
Let's wrap with key takeaways. 1, match the landing promise to the post with a one-scroll microflow. 2, add quick authenticity heuristics and a small control slice. 3, route traffic based on simple behavioral thresholds and keep offers brand safe. Ship a single mapped flow this weekend.
Listener challenge time. Pick one influencer. Map the creative to a single micro journey. Implement the tagging and a 5% holdout and run the 72-hour pilot with our minimum sample rules. After the pilot, talk to a few leads before you scale. If you want our checklist and templates, subscribe and we'll send the download.
Subscribe to grab the pilot checklist, copy templates, and the quick reporting CSV that plugs into your dashboard slice. And hey, if you run the pilot, tell us what happened. We want to hear wins, weird spikes, and everything in between. Let's decode.